The disciples ask Jesus Christ, increase our faith. Increase our faith. But what do we really meant or mean by faith? What is faith? Is faith knowledge? Faith is knowledge. If it's so, then the danger of faith being knowledge is because if we have this knowledge, we expect something to happen, isn't it? So when we study something, we study them to produce something because of knowledge. And this knowledge is this faith. If we have the knowledge of God, do we have faith? To become a priest, you need to be in the seminary for 7 years to study. But I asked myself, but before that, I said, that's too much years. I mean, 7 years of agony in the garden. I'm telling the truth. But is it really enough? Is the 7 years really enough? No. I'm telling you right now, on my first day as a priest, there's a lot still to learn. So faith isn't just knowledge. Faith is something else. Can we say faith is believing? If we believe something, of course we all believe in God. Is that enough? Is that faith? And so, let's take for example, we go to church and pray, right? Because we believe in God that He will give us what we want. Yes, but not all the time that we are expecting Him to do. And then when we pray and He doesn't give us the way we want it, we just like, huh, there's no God. When someone in our loved ones, especially our loved one, I should say, die, either early, too early, or in his age or her age, sometimes we lose believing in God. Is that faith? Or if we have this disease or incurable sickness, and if we don't find the cure, then we all suddenly, I don't believe you. I prayed that you give me the cure, but here I am. I'm suffering. Is that faith? So is faith just believing? My brothers and sisters, faith is not just knowledge. Faith is not just believing. Faith is a relationship. It is a relationship. You have faith in God if you yourself have a relationship to Him. Isn't it like a doctor? When the doctor gives us the prognosis and you don't believe him, you get the second opinion. But if you have a relationship to this doctor, you will believe him, isn't it? Teachers, if you have a relationship with your teacher, that this teacher will definitely teach you what you need to learn, you will have the confidence of listening to him or to her. But if not, if you don't have any relationship with this teacher, you would just ignore her or him all day long. A priest. If you don't have that relationship to a priest, you would not listen to him. But if you have a relationship with God, you would listen to the priest what he's telling you. Not what his word, but what the wisdom of God's through him telling you and me. Again, faith is a relationship. This is the reason why just a mustard seed, Jesus said, a size of a mustard seed. And that seed is just like, whoa, it's so small, very small. And that's the only Jesus wants us to have. A relationship with him. A relationship. From the beginning of time, that relationship he already established with us. He already created relationship between Adam and Eve and all creation. We just had the blessing of animals. These are all our companions given by God to us. A relationship with our pets. Faith as relationship. And most of all, Jesus took the form of a human. Took the form of a human for him and us to have a relationship that we could understand each other. The human pain, the human suffering, the human sacrifice. Because if there's no relationship between us and Christ, then there'll be no faith. But who did the first step? Him. It's always him. And so, my brothers and sisters, if someone asks you now what is faith, now you know the answer. Because faith is our relationship to God. And this faith, we pray and hope that it will be stronger and stronger as we live the faith, believe the faith, and trust the faith. And who is faith? God himself.